Good morning. A brief prayer before we begin. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless our time here today and that the worship service would be pleasing to you. For your Son's sake, we pray. Amen. Be reading from Matthew chapter 10, beginning in verse 27. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light. And what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. In commenting on this passage, John Calvin, the Reformer, quote, "Now the confession of Christ, though it be treated by the majority of men as a negligible thing, is here reckoned in the forefront of the honor paid to God and as a unique practice of religion, and deservedly so. If earthly kings call their subjects to arms to defend their glory and to increase their resources, why should not the faithful, with their tongues at least, assert the glory of their heavenly King? Please join me in confessing that the Lord is our salvation."
For me, and pull me from a raging sea, and I am safe on this solid ground. The Lord is my salvation. I will not fear when darkness falls. His strength will help me scale these walls. I'll see the dawn of the rising sun. The Lord is my salvation.
Lord our God, strong
Heavenly Father, I pray that you would conform us to your word, that we be regenerated and renewed in your Son's precious image, to appear before you holy and blameless on the day of Jesus Christ, for his sake and for your glory. Amen.